heads travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
And this next song is called I Want You to Want Me.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John. What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, buddy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
The voters of Wyoming have spoken. Congresswoman Liz Cheney losing the Republican primary in a landslide to Trump-endorsed candidate Harriet Hageman. In her victory speech, Hageman telling supporters, Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone all across this great country who believes in the American dream. In Alaska, incumbent GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski and fellow Republican Kelly Shivaka have advanced to the November general election in the U.S. Senate race. They're the top two vote-getters in the primary. Two other candidates also move on to the general. Shivaka was endorsed by President Trump. President Biden has signed a massive climate, health, and tax bill that was unanimously rejected by Republicans. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 152 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We owe $16 trillion.
We owe $16 trillion.
Big mortgage on my house.
Big mortgage on my house.
Yeah, we owe $16 trillion.
I graduated with honors.
And I've got thousands in student loans.
I should have been an HVAC guy or a bartender.
And we owe $16 trillion.
Maybe a new dryer and washer.
Maxed out my credit card with a 20% interest rate.
Cause we owe $16 trillion.
I'm always broke. We owe $16 trillion.
Personal debt is off the chart.
We owe $16 trillion.
I still owe 20 grand on my car.
We owe $16 trillion.
Just trying to pay our bills, put food on the table, and maybe take a vacation once a year.
We owe $16 trillion.
All the customers and shoppers,
we're in debt.
I'll have a fresh haircut.
Liz Cheney lost. Pardon me while we celebrate. And another swamp family bites the dust. Good. Okay, and by the way, thanks to everybody overnight who either sent me that news through Facebook or some other delivery option because...
Medium.
There apparently I was not the only one that was interested in seeing her bite the dust.
I mean, she didn't lose by a little bit.
She got her ass kicked, and this is somebody who actually asked Democrats to vote for her.
Yeah.
So they apparently were not interested either, based on the results I've seen. So there's something positive. We'll be celebrating that tonight at Baumhauer's, and I kid you not. We'll be celebrating that as we feature the non-ranch BLT. And I'm going to treat a few people to one of those today.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I'm in overall a pretty good mood. Although I got to leave the show early today. I got to go see the neck doctor. I think decapitation is the next step.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
As I multitask this morning, I just posted the radar on Facebook, and now We're going to Twitter. There's Twitter right there. And I'm going to paste my information in there. Meanwhile, I will tell you that if there's stuff on the radar already entering northwest Alabama and heading southeastward, that means probably it's going to be an active weather day on the radar, and it will be.
So yes. Stuff's coming in from the north.
Yeah, from the northwest to the southeast, riding southeastward. So not quite as hot today with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, but any hour of the day or night is fair game. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, a generous supply of storms each day, scattered to numerous showers and storms. They'll be random, but locally heavy downpours in some spots. Highs held down because of clouds and showers to the mid to upper 80s. That's nice. Not quite as many storms on Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy and 74 at 611.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Aren't they bad luck, right?
No, they aren't bad.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
People do have superstitions about black cats.
Today is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
A cat. He is one hep black cat.
Cat. It's showtime.
It is 6:11 on News Talk 93. Here's good news for Chase.
Oh.
Gifted dogs are more playful than the average pup. So he's playful, so he is gifted. And he'll take it, right?
He's a little weirdo, but he's...
Well, you know, they all got their weird...
idiosyncrasies.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay Scott. First the official welcome.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
And the show begins with the ceremonial bag of money that Jay gives me.
The bag of money.
Every day
money in there.
For the privilege of being on this show.
Sack o' loot.
There's quite a bit of money in there.
Sack o' loot.
You know what? I could bake pies and sell them, and then we could use the money from the pies to give cash prizes away on the show. How's that sound?
Wait a minute. The boss is thinking that over.
By the way,
the legalities.
Nobody, by the way, in Radio Land, with rare exception, is giving away money like we used to. I mean, we had this contest in South Florida. We did it for a number of years with the Beatles and Hey Jude. So if you heard Hey Jude during the contest and you were the 10th caller, you won $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. So, and back then, I mean, 10 grand was life-changing money. There were people working for that much money in the 80s. So, without fail, though, every single time that we did one of those $10,000 giveaways, we got, how do I get the check? You know, you build it up, all this drama. We even pre-announced this is a $10,000 Thursday. And so all you want is that moment where the person freaks out. Wow. 10 grand. People got more excited over 100. Because it was just fun money to spend.
It's all depending on who got, you know.
Did you ever hear of a contest called the Last Contest?
Yes.
KCBQ San Diego.
WCFL did that in Chicago in 1970.
And the prizes they were giving away, well, just the promos for the prize packages were just incredible.
Oh, it was a brilliant contest because they did these beautifully produced jewelry.
A yacht, a trip around the world.
So they had like 30 or 40 of these prize packages, but they were only giving away one thing out of all those prizes, the last contest. And there were dummies that said, I mean, there's not going to be any more contests on the radio after this. I better listen and participate. But, you know, it's true. My partner, who I think you guys would really get a kick out of, Don Agony. So we give away the $100 thing. He'd lean into the microphone. What are you going to do with all that extra money?
I don't know.
It was. I've given away cars. I gave away a frickin' house once.
Do you love? There's two types of winners. a winner that wins an album, you know, and goes crazy.
Yes.
And the winner that wins $1,000 and goes, oh, that's okay.
So later on, folks, this is a little primer for you if you really want to help make our show better.
Yeah.
When we give away that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate for the pop quiz.
Go crazy.
Yeah. That's at least a couple of big, thick steaks or something else that costs plus 10%. Or when we do the Seafood Bistro gift card. I mean, that's a fabulous restaurant.
Yeah.
So go berserk. We'll see if anybody actually follows through and does that.
I'll tell you what. This will be the last pop quiz.
The last pop quiz.
Or the last conundrum.
You have a choice of the following prizes. A $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
A vacation in the Bahamas.
Or a pie.
You know what? I thought about that too. But I don't think the boss would be too happy with that idea.
It's sort of FCC legalities.
Yeah, here. Giving away food. Like that, sort of.
You'd have to be a vendor, have a vendor's license and stuff like that.
There's all sorts of legal things.
They are talking to me like I'm a common criminal.
That right? Well,
that I am trying.
It's not us talking to you like that.
I am trying to peddle.
It's them boys at the FCC.
Oh no, peddle sounds like drugs.
Oh yeah, we don't want to do that either. So tonight at Baumhauer's, it's Liz Cheney night, and I may buy some green lizards for people tonight too.
Is that a drink?
That's a nickname for a Heineken.
Oh, okay.
It's old. I mean, that's an old
nickname. I was about to say, I don't know the terminology.
I think that nickname goes back to before you were of legal age to drink. But in Florida, they were called green lizards because you just kind of like kick back and have the green lizards. Sounds and green like, lizards were common down there.
Well, it sounds like you need to go to the doctor.
Green lizards.
60 minutes after 6 o'clock, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. If you're furniture shopping, everybody's looking to save money. Well, with 65,000 square feet of choices and everything marked up to 50% off, that's a given. But part of the deal when you're looking for something is to make sure when you buy whatever it is you buy, you have checked all your options out. And if you're not including Kaiser, you really haven't done that. And it's convenient. I mean, it's right in the middle of everything here at 4044 Tumka Highway. And that location also puts it past the 10% tax deductibles of the city of Montgomery. It's 8.25% at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. So you even save there. Now, in addition to that enormous selection, they have three people there that will make your shopping experience second to none. Stella and Cheryl and Bob Carroll. People with real furniture and decor expertise that you can tap into. And I always say wear comfortable shoes because once you're in the building, you're going to want to see more than what you just kind of went in to look for.
It's big enough where there's clouds. There could be clouds.
There could be. It has its own weather system. There is climate change in Kaiser Fine Home Furniture. Really is. 4044 Potomka Highway, if you'd like a nice sneak preview, and I think you'll like what you see, go to shopkaiser.com. Local news at 6:18.
News Rising, I'm David Lamb. Tuscaloosa City Council on Tuesday evening voted to approve alcohol sales at Bryant Denny Stadium. The 7-member council voted in favor of the license, which now must be approved by the state's ABC board. Montgomery police say they've made an arrest in the murder that took place near Ann Street last Saturday. 39-year-old Timothy Ford has been charged in the shooting death of 26-year-old Christopher Thomas of Montgomery. Thomas was shot on Saturday afternoon, August 6th, in the 2600 block of Zelda Road near the Ann Street intersection. And State Senator Randy Price and his wife, longtime Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, are facing court charges over cows that got away. According to Opelika Circuit Clerk documents, the complaint was filed by a neighbor who alleges the pair committed the offense of animals running at large within the city of Opelika. Price has released a statement saying, in part, you can't always control your animal. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces. All of our units are currently busy assisting other customers in various trouble spots around the world. When you hear the beep, please leave the name of your country, the nature of your crisis, and a number where we can reach you. As soon as we finish cleaning up the Balkans, Iraq, Korea, China, Y2K, and our compulsory consideration of the feelings of others orientation classes, we'll be happy to return your call. For more options, please press 1 now. If your crisis is small, immediate in nature, underfunded, and close to the ocean, press 1 for the United States Marine Corps. If your crisis is distant, with a mild climate and good hotels, and can be solved by one or two low-risk, high-altitude bombing runs, please press 2 for the United States Air Force. If your crisis can be resolved with a bit of gray flannel, flags, and a really good marching band, press 3 for the United States Navy. Please note that Tomahawk Missile Service is extremely limited and will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. If your crisis is not urgent, press 4 for the Rapid Deployment Force. If you're in real trouble, press 5 for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Center. Your request will be processed as soon as the compulsory credit check is completed. Please note that the Army Special Command may bill your account at any time, and the actual specifics of the charges will be classified. If you'd like to join the U.S. Army, where you'll be shouted at for low pay, have your wife and family stationed miles from civilization, and are prepared to work long hours, risk your life in all kinds of weather and terrain, while watching Congress constantly erode your pay and benefits package, please stay on the line. A bitter, passed-over Army recruiter in an old strip mall down by the post office will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This just into the News Talk newsroom. Our phones ain't working.
Oh, this will be a fun radio program. So, it's the last contest.
It's the, yeah. Now, we do have a number we think you can call in on. 272-2587, if you want to test us on that.
Well, I can test it now. What is it again?
I want to engage the volunteer spirit.
Now, if it doesn't work, how can we know?
But you're not eligible to win.
What was the number again you said?
272-2587.
All right, let's see if that rolls over.
By the way, I love that answering machine bit. I have not played that in quite some time.
That is funny. That was.
Let me take this call. Hi, who's this?
It's me. It's me.
You're not eligible.
You're listening to the only talk show that calls itself. Coming up, there's our picture on the. We need to do a new TV picture.
Yeah, I know. Jay has been harping on that for a long time.
With all the weight we've lost, I think it's time that we did that. You know, we go to all this great effort to look good and lose weight. Looks like
there's talk. Who's this?
Somebody is attempting to make contact with us.
hang on. I don't have my phone thing pulled up yet, but it's rusty.
Rusty?
Yeah.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, man. Who's working on y'all's phones?
I don't know, but I saw somebody here with paper cups and string yesterday.
Yeah. We've got our lawyers on this
What you ought to do is get them to put you one on a pole outside for emergency.
Right.
That way y'all can just run up the pole and call somebody.
Like Green Acres.
We've got our lawyers on this. Do we screw them and how?
Oh, man, it's been going on for a couple of days, hasn't it?
This has happened previously, too. Yeah, started yesterday.
Are the restrooms still working?
Last I checked, yes.
Well, there's that. You're doing okay then. I just wanted to try the number. Does it sound better today? I noticed yesterday when people called in, it had a terrible clicking noise on it.
You know, there's that, and also the, it sounds like they're being drowned. Other than that, everything is great. Rusty, we got to run. We're ready for TV here, but I did tinkle, and yes, the bathroom does work.
Good. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Good. On WTMI. So our topic today is unused vacation day. By the way, I've turned them on.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's what she said.
AJ, did you take all your vacation time last year?
And we'll... When did we get 5 weeks here, by the way? How many years?
It doesn't go that high. Oh.
According to a new survey, over 52% of employees in the U.S. ended last year with unused time off, sacrificing over 600 million vacation days. New research confirms that taking a vacation, good Lord, I need a vacation, could help you live longer. Let's check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1, because these guys love their jobs.
Yeah, but so do we, I mean...
I don't think...
So they love their jobs. They love their jobs.
Any one of the three of us...
Good morning, first of all.
Yeah, any one of the three of us here don't take nearly the vacation time that we have. I have 4 weeks, and I don't take maybe one or two.
Jay and I have had 4 weeks for years. And last year, you only used 1 day last year, right?
One day last year.
And I use maybe somewhere between 5 and 7 every year to go visit my daughter.
All right, so can I ask a procedural question here?
Right.
Now, do you lose those days if you don't take them, or do you...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Cash them out.
Yeah.
No.
No, nothing.
They're gone. Yeah.
They're gone, yeah. But at my last job, at the I took every single day of the allotment.
Understandable.
But here, responsibilities... are different.
And yeah.
Also, I feel guilty when I'm...
You miss us. That's the real reason.
Well, I worry about you guys, you know.
Well, I've heard the show and I'm not here, and I also... I'm kidding, you know. I didn't mean that.
No, right, I've heard the show.
Do you all not subscribe? Do you feel like you're undervaluing time off, downtime, opportunities to unplug?
Well... For me, I know that one day I'll be dead, and I'll have all the time in the world to take it easy. I didn't hear that, Ryan. Could you please speak up? I got a key lime pie in the refrigerator here for you.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
I was listening to you yesterday.
You were checking them out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Checking them out, but listening.
It's there if you want it.
So I'm about to get away.
I was telling David about your key lime pies and how it really takes you away to the Florida Keys.
Yes.
You don't even realize you're in Montgomery
It's like a vacation.
Is that a fundraiser? We're getting way off topic here, I know, but I'm curious about this. This is a fundraiser, Greg, key lime pies?
For a dog.
Yes.
An injured dog.
My audience has kind of helped me adopt Bingo, who is a dog that was found abandoned by my daughter and her friend. They went to take the dog back to the owner. The owner said, we don't want him. He needed surgery, had been hit by a car, and now he is a three-legged wonder, but he's doing great. And the generosity of the audience and everybody pitching in has helped to cover, because she assumed the responsibility for the cost of those surgeries because she wanted the dog to live, and didn't really think about whether or not she could pay it back, you know, and that takes guts to do that. Not everybody would do that.
And by the way, as Lee Turbert was telling you the other day, David, there are a lot of people who have surrendered their adult dogs, and a lot of it has to do with the cost of the medical cost of taking care of pets is very expensive.
Yeah, older dogs. Yeah. Yeah, Lee Turbert from the Montgomery Humane Society was talking about that. But they're
by the way,
full. They're offering a discount now.
Mm-hmm. Since we're talking medical procedures here, I am taking 10 minutes of vacation time this morning to go see my neck surgeon. So I'll be leaving early.
Yeah, pain in the neck.
So deduct 10 minutes from my...
Well, that was one of the reasons.
Has that been approved? I mean...
Yeah, no, it's fine. That was one of the reasons that I took only a day last year, because the year previous...
COVID.
I was out for about a month with COVID.
Well, and then the heart attack.
And then the heart attack previous, I was out for a while. And for whatever reason, I didn't feel guilt or anything. It just, that stayed with me for almost the entire year, thinking, well, I just took an entire month away. And so, I don't know, it just didn't... It,
now, this trip I have coming up Friday...
You guys, I've got to be honest, I'm worried about them.
I mean, I think this is the American way. I mean, this was a European study, but like... American companies, we offer an incentive. You get 4 weeks vacation, but when you try to take it, they're like, well, that's a little bit more difficult, or they make you feel bad about it a lot of times. Right. And you're like, well, is everything working right?
It's work to take off here. It is work to take off.
Like, I'll be going to...
You have to get ahead, and then you have to play catch-up when you get back a lot of times, too.
I take my microphone with me. I'm going to Pittsburgh, and I'm working. I'm doing all the stuff I would normally be doing weather-wise.
And I'm vacationing vicariously because you're going to the ballpark there.
At these conferences, me and him are talking at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning like we usually do when he's
here. That's right.
So
you know?
I know he's not sleeping in or anything.
Is that a vacation? It is sort of, it's also work.
You ever heard that quote? This is going to be depressing. I'm sorry. You ever heard the quote that no one ever said on their deathbed, "I wish I would have worked more"? Have you ever heard that?
No, I have never heard that.
No, I don't think so.
I'm older than everybody, I think, in this group. It's great that you love your jobs. I love that. That's a gift. That's fantastic. But just don't.
They haven't heard this yet, but I'm planning to go to the tropics in December. So I'm going to.
Oh,
you haven't heard that yet.
Well, I can promise you there'll be no tropical activity.
Yeah, no, right. Watch out. Every time he goes away, something calamitous occurs.
It happens.
Yep.
Let's share a key lime pie and chill out. How about that?
I was bragging to David about your key lime pie, the secret ingredients, those 5 eggs.
Yes. And they're from the farm. They're not store eggs. They're from the farm. Straight and it makes a difference.
Good stuff. Chicken. Yeah,
and I've got one here with your name on it.
All right.
Thank you.
Perfect. See you later,
guys. Good to see you. Try to relax today. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m.
Well, we did it again. We wandered off topic.
No, we never done that before.
No, that's so rare. It is 6:32. Well, I'm glad I had a chance to thank the listeners who have helped out Bingo, who is doing really well. I talked to Goose last night, and he's going to be fine. He is going to be... In fact, one of our listeners, and I can't recall her name right off the top of my head, but I could find out fast enough, sent me pictures. She has 2 dogs, and one of them is 3-legged, and she says, this dog is faster than the one with 4.
They adapt very quickly.
Yes. The time is 6:32. We share the microphone on Tuesday, Thursday afternoon with Terry Adams from Adams Motorsports. Today, he goes back to his regular identity as the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. I know you're going to tell us shortly how many days till Christmas.
Yep.
But Terry, this year, started his Christmas layaway program in July to give people even more time to set aside a youth ATV to maybe perhaps try and find a jet ski, and to give people a chance to seek high-mileage alternatives to cars, bikes, and scooters. They're a blast to ride, and B, they now have improved the fuel efficiency, like Kymco scooters, Kawasaki makes a scooter, both that get well over 100 miles per gallon. Think about that. I could make it to all 9 of my shows on 100 miles per gallon, except for the one on Friday. So that's like a gallon and a quarter of gas going back compared to what you spend. They really do pay for themselves. But I don't know how to ride. Well, Terry is connected to the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program, been a sponsor for years. And you can sign up for that and learn to ride in a weekend. The graduation rate is incredibly high. They emphasize safety. And then, if it strikes your fancy, that's when you go back to see Terry at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, and find yourself something to ride. You can browse all the inventory that's in, pre-owned, and more at adamsmotorsports.com. Start a credit app. By the way, all the manufacturers offer single-digit interest rates, even to folks with less than stellar credit, because they buy down the credit standard. They want you to drive their product. Again, that's adamsmotorsports.com. As we check traffic for the first time this afternoon with Skipper.
Well, we had an accident reported earlier this morning on the ramp from I-85 southbound down to Ann Street. Please use caution as you're exiting there. Around the boulevard, looking great. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, no problems there. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. At ReinhartToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. It's the Toyota you want at ReinhartToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd love to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
What are you drinking, Mike?
Oh, sorry. Chappie's Deli sweet tea. I love this stuff.
It's so southern and so good.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is. And we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Services, Inc. asks you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies, such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Health Services, Inc. in Montgomery. Innovating quality patient care. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence, benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Services, Inc.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:37 with the timeline for August 17th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
228th day of the year, 137 days are left. National Thrift Shop Day. Okay. National Black Cat Appreciation Day. Chase, do you appreciate black cats? I guess take that as a yes.
Oops. And now you know which two hotkeys are very close to each other.
Yeah. And finally, it is Baby Boomers Recognition Day. You know?
Yes, I have a tribute to that coming up later.
It's also I Love My Feet Day. What do you do on that day? I don't know. You go barefoot? 1957 on this date. This is weird. Richie Ashburn of the Philadelphia Phillies hit a foul ball that accidentally nailed Alice Roth in the stands, broke her nose. As Roth was being taken out on a stretcher, Ashburn hit her again with another foul ball.
That is, the odds on that have to be staggering.
Oh, my
She was God. Asking for it.
Yeah, that's what they said.
But if you read the back of your tickets, folks,
See the way she was dressed? Yeah. You can't go out like that and not expect to get hit with a foul ball.
She was one of those 50s baseball skanks.
Twice. By the same batter.
1960, 62 years ago today, Beatles began what would become a three-month engagement at the Indra Club in Hamburg, Germany. Later, they worked in Cheeseburger, Germany.
Did you see what he did? Because Hamburg, is that where the burger was invented, by the way?
I don't know. It was the young bloke's first appearance away from England, and it's where they developed their stage act and musical chops.
Did they ever play at Crystal's?
I'm not sure. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series, and this one is a classic. Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck, Getting Dirt and Gritty, Love and Spoonful, 1966.
Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck, Getting Dirt and Gritty, Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Find a girl, come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Really, that's most of the song right there.
Yeah.
It was a short little song. What was that, on Buddha Records?
I believe so. Yeah, most of the songs were short then. They were two and a half minutes long. Yeah. They could tell a whole story, do a melody and a hook, and boom. Now it takes 5 minutes.
End cold or end fade at the end?
Fade,
you're right. 53 years ago in 1969, it's the third and final day of Woodstock. Kicked off with Joe Cocker. He played 11 songs, including the theme song of the Wonder Years with a little help from my friends. And finally, it was... he played to almost nobody. Gosh, he did Star Spangled Banner. Who am I thinking of? Guitar player.
Hendrix.
Oh, gosh, I'm getting old. On that same day, Category 5 Hurricane Camille devastated the Alabama Gulf Coast. It came inshore around midnight, up the spine of Mississippi, but more died from the flooding in the eastern U.S. then died actually on the coast. But we mentioned yesterday the Richelieu apartment complex.
One survivor out of all of the 34 people there, and that's because she got stuck in a tree, at the top of a tree.
Right.
And we all know that's also where Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle met his demise.
In that movie, that hokey movie called, I think it's called Hurricane.
Hurricane. Right? You got to watch that.
23 people died at the Richelieu. 45 years ago in 1977, after the death of King Elvis Presley, FTD reported that the one-day total number of flowers ordered and delivered to Graceland surpasses the number for any event in the company's history. 43 years ago in 79, Vivian Vance, who played Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy, died.
I took the day off that day. I was so grief-stricken.
I understand that she didn't get along with...
anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's what
she was the Susan Woody of the Lucy show.
She also wanted to look prettier, and they didn't want her to change her looks. We found that out in the movie. Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah.
First of all, they couldn't make her too pretty because, let's face it, there's a credibility factor that comes into play when your on-screen husband is William Frawley.
Right. Hey, name another William Frawley role on TV.
He did a ton of character roles in the 40s.
But also, wasn't he on My Three Sons? He was...
Yeah, when the original Uncle Charlie died, he became Uncle Charlie's death replacement.
Death replacement. 35 years ago in 1987, Rudolf Hess, the last member of Hitler's inner circle, died at the age of 93 in a Berlin hospital. He apparently committed suicide by strangling himself with an electric cord about 43 years after Germany lost World War II. 92, Wayne Newton files for bankruptcy, owing $20 million to about 200 creditors. He blamed the recession for his problems. Yeah, right. 1998, Carlos Santana received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I guess he's still recovering, right? He had dehydration, fell off stage here not too long ago.
I haven't heard of any setbacks or anything, so yeah.
Carlos.
He's got a show lined up for the 25th of this month in Atlanta.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Still a great, incredible guitar player.
Eagles tickets go on sale Friday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles in Birmingham. It's a Monday night, and I can't...
It is their big Hotel California. It's like a 3.5-hour show.
You're going to do the whole deal.
What's your favorite Santana song? Winning.
See, that was done with the guy from
That was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Soon I have been.
Or Major League. Or how many movies you want me to list?
1998, President Clinton gave grand jury testimony via closed-circuit TV from the White House regarding his relations with Monica Lewinsky. He later had a TV address that night, said he had never had relations with that woman. 2008, Michael Phelps became the first person to win 8 gold medals in a single Olympic game. I'm just going home.
You know what? You're mentally and physically in a hurry to get to Pittsburgh. That's why this is happening.
Could be, Dad. Donnie Wahlberg is 52 today. Sean Penn is 61. Belinda Carlisle.
Can I? Mind if I check to make sure your eyes are level?
Carlisle is 63. Robert De Niro.
79.
He listens to this program.
Yes, he does.
Do you have him anywhere where you can get a
you hold give me of, 1 second and I'll get you
Robert De Niro.
De Niro,
who's
man.
79 today. Godfather Part 2.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Where the hell is Robert De Niro?
Here we go.
Hello, I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
We're done.
Mae West would have had a birthday. She died in 1980. Her classic lines include, "A hard man is good to find. When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better." And, of course, the most famous line of all, "Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?" Now, countdowns. Fall begins in 36 days. Halloween, 75 days away. Iron Bowl.
Blah.
Iron Bowl, 101 days away. 101 days to the Iron Bowl. And Christmas, 130 days away. Aren't you glad the timeline's over?
I am. With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
See if I can screw this up. Not quite as hot today with a high around 91. Scattered to numerous showers and storms any hour of the day or night today. Not just afternoon and evening. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, generous supply of storms each day. Scattered to numerous showers and storms. Locally heavy downpours. Some towns get more rain than others. Highs held down to the mid and upper 80s. And fewer storms on Sunday. Right now, it is cloudy and 74 at 6:49.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And when you buy that auto, you buy it in the hopes that you'll never have to call 27-WRECK with a W because some reckless idiot damaged your car. That's just such a disheartening moment. First, of course, you check to make sure that you or anybody with you and even the folks in the other vehicle are okay. And then after that begins the process, and it can be painstaking and discouraging. But when you tell your insurance adjuster you want your car fixed by Montgomery Paint and Body, that will get their attention. They will approve because their reputation for excellence not only extends throughout folks who have used them over the years, and in many cases, including folks here in the studio multiple times, but the insurance companies themselves know that when it comes to bang for the buck, pun intended, MPB is the place to take your vehicle. Alabama law allows you to do that. Donnie and Brandon Turner, establishing this excellence, no step of the repair process is left undone. I mean, you may not know it wasn't fixed, but they do, and they just don't roll that way. That's not in their DNA. So choose and choose wisely. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard, East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with AW. Here's your SRN News replay, the cheap and trashy next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The voters of Wyoming have spoken. Congresswoman Liz Cheney losing the Republican primary in a landslide to Trump-endorsed candidate Harriet Hageman. In her victory speech, Hageman telling supporters, Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone all across this great country who believes in the American dream. In Alaska, incumbent GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski and fellow Republican Kelly Shivaka have advanced to the November general election in the U.S. Senate race. They're the top two vote-getters in the primary. Two other candidates also move on to the general. Shivaka was endorsed by President Trump. President Biden has signed a massive climate, health, and tax bill that was unanimously rejected by Republicans. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 152 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Well, as of right now, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No problems around the boulevard. We're seeing traffic begin to build just a bit as more and more folks get out on the roads. But right now, we still got an all clear going. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Whether your credit is perfect or just plain bad, approval for an equity loan on your home or land is a phone call away. But you've got to call. Call the A-Team, MCS and Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76, Skywatch, Traffic, Wendell J.
Whenever you need them, Brubaker is there.
It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have five obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number two is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number three is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number four is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number five is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of first-hand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, and repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct, 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, this is Liam Neeson. And when I'm not repeatedly starring in the same movie as a loving father hell-bent on revenge, I like to start my mornings with this show.
Thank you, Liam.
So sick of Hollywood.
Wow. All right, welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy. I'm your Cheap and Trashy correspondent, Greg Goodell. Bob Odenkirk would like to say thank you to fans of Better Call Saul. Now, I have never watched the series, but I DVR'd the series finale because I kind of want to see it.
Okay.
And if I like it, then I'll
You've
go back.
You've never watched the series? You're going to watch the last episode.
The last episode.
Which will mean absolutely nothing to you, by the way.
Well, I saw the part about the sweet rolls.
Okay. Yeah, he once worked at, Bun and something, one of those.
Cinnabon, right. Cinnabon, yeah. The production, though, of the episode that I did watch one, reminded me of another TV show from the 90s, Twin Peaks.
Oh, interesting. This one, by the way, was written and directed by the series creator, Vince Gilligan,
the guy that did Gilligan's Island?
not that guy. Oh. But it was masterfully done, and spoiler alert, Walter White does show up in this episode again.
So. Wow. Well, here's Bob.
The fans, thank you for watching. Thanks for giving us a chance, because we came out of maybe a lot of people's most favorite show ever, and we could have been hated for simply trying to do a show. Thank you for staying with us. Better Call Saul, story about a very unique guy, a little slow at times, but in the end, if you paid attention, it was about big, big things inside people. Thank you.
My favorite Bob Odenkirk role was a cameo on The Office, and he plays the manager of an office one of Dunder Mifflin's employees is looking for a job somewhere else and runs into a guy who's just like the guy she's trying to get away from, Michael Scott. Oh, my God. Mariah Carey is facing legal challenge to her title as Queen of Christmas. Did anybody in this room know that she had been given that title?
Queen of Christmas? No.
No, but isn't there somebody else already called the Queen of Christmas?
Right. Well, that's why Carey tried to trademark it, but a woman named Elizabeth Chan filed legal opposition to the claim. She is a singer who exclusively does Christmas music and calls herself the Queen of Christmas and has an album with that title.
Called Queen of Christmas, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, Chan is not greedy, she is not trying to usurp the title for herself, and she's not trying to keep Mariah from using it. She wants to prevent Mariah from being the only person who can use it. I would sue her. I would sue Mariah Carey just for even thinking about this.
Jeez. More pie? More pie, Mr. Taggart?
Yeah, I don't know.
I dumped it, okay?
Y'all had enough pie.
Joe Jonas is only 33 years old. He's already using fillers. Injectable stuff called Xeomin. Doesn't say where he puts it. Florence Pugh and Zach Braff broke up. I know who Zach Braff is. I'm not too sure about Florence Pugh.
I don't know about her.
Oh, and isn't it ironic? And I love irony because it is so exciting that the man who just told us how much he loves the show not that many minutes ago, Robert De Niro. In fact, can we replay that real quick so listeners are impressed with who listens to us?
Hello, I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy, by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks. I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
Done. Speaking of sleepwalking through movies for huge paychecks, he's going to be in the movie Wise Guys. So once again, a little typecasting here. How many of those has he played during his career? This time, though, he's going to play two real-life mob bosses, Vito Genovese and Frank Costello.
Who are we talking about?
Robert De Niro.
Oh, De Niro.
So he's going to play two gangsters instead of one.
Hmm.
Genovese tried to have Costello killed, and that was the one that happened in New York at the Anti-Defamation League rally on Columbus Day. Because Costello was the mob boss who tried to get people to stop